Good morning. Thank you. The first two simanim of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch we mentioned might lead us or might mislead us to think that we should only be cultivating an inner spiritual world, focusing on our attention to God in our mind, or cleaning our faith to awaken an inner spiritual sense. But now we turn to the laws of getting dressed in clothing, which again tells us that garments are a means to cultivating character. And the first rule we had was it cultivates a sense of modesty before God. And there's just the pure functional aspect of clothing that covers our bodies, which generates humility. But then in Halacha Bet, Ein holchim b'chukot ovdei kechavim, we do not follow in the statutes of idol worshippers, v'lo mitdamim mehem, we don't try to imitate them, v'lo b'malbush v'lo b'seir, neither with clothing or hair. Nature has saved me from falling into the traps of copying their hairstyles at the moment. But what we're being instructed to do, actually, is a second level. Not just the physical function of covering our bodies, but we inhabit an aesthetic universe. So it is inevitable that we will project an image, and that image will be read. And this is an opportunity for us to see ourselves in the way that brands have seen ourselves over the last decades, which is walking billboards. We get to project an image that we want people to pay attention to. And we're meant to be cultivating an image that isn't just about immersing ourselves in a crowd, but is uniquely Jewish, that we are, in some ways, see our clothing as manifest theology. What that theology is, what that image we seek to project, will be detailed further in more halachot. But just that awareness to begin with, that we shouldn't just say out of convenience, okay, I'm covering myself, what else do I need to think about clothing for? We're not meant to just fall into a crowd, but meant to be projecting a specific image.
Yeah.